Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I'm so grateful for Wednesday Night Church. You know, you could be doing anything in all the world, but you've chosen to be a part and gather together. Thank you for all the watch parties. Thank you for all the small groups that have joined us. You know, we welcome you, and we're so glad you could do anything, but you've joined us tonight. We've gathered together. There's something about gathering. The Bible says where two or three are gathered, there he is. There's an anointing that comes with a gathering. So we've prayed, and we're believing God for an anointing to come into your life, into your home, into your world tonight. I'm excited about what we're going to do tonight. We're actually, let me give you the why. We're actually doing our purpose at Church on the Rock. You know, we have a clear purpose, and that's to help people know God. Number two, find freedom. Number three, discover their purpose. And number four, make a difference with their life. And our vision at Church on the Rock is the Great Commission. And that's to go into all the world. My mentor, my pastor, John Osteen, you know, it was big, world vision. And we're going into all the world and proclaiming the good news. And so we want to talk to you tonight about one of the things that our church is doing in those areas, fulfilling our purpose and fulfilling the Great Commission. That's huge. Also, I want you to see where your missions dollars are going. I want you to see where you're giving, how your giving is making a difference in the island of Puerto Rico and Latin America. So we gathered a panel together here tonight, and I'm going to let the executive pastor of Church on the Rock, Daniel, I'm going to let him moderate tonight and kind of take over. So I'm going to just sit back and let these guys talk. But hang with us, because you're going to be so thrilled. It's going to make you feel so good of what God is doing in you, in us, through us, and with us, the lives that are being changed. Daniel.
Awesome. I'm so excited, guys. We are going to talk about our Awaken Conference. And before we dive in and go deep with that, can we just start off with introducing yourselves tonight, Pastor Jonathan and Ellie, for those that don't know who you are?
So I'm Ellie Robles, born and raised in Puerto Rico, but my home Church on the Rock, St. Louis. And I'm the director of Awaken Conference also, and a conference for Puerto Rico and Latin America.
I am Jonathan Ocasio, and I am the general pastor of Mar Azul Church in Puerto Rico, a church that was planted 10 years ago. And we have a good friendship with Eli, and we have been directly impacted by your work and what's coming out of this church for the nations. We've been a recipient of that blessing and that content and that intent. And that's why I'm here. I'm glad and honored to be part of this conversation.
All right, well, as we get started here, Ellie, can you kind of talk about Awaken, what it is for people that have never heard of it before? Maybe they saw a video, but they weren't clear. Talk a little bit about what the vision is and when you got the dream from God to start it. And...
Well, honestly, eight and a half years ago, I did an internship in Church on the Rock. When I did that internship in Church on the Rock, my life was changed by the culture and the church, the people, the past, Pastor Blunt, and our people, our congregation. So that ignites something in my spirit that I wanted to take that culture, that resources, that way to do church back into where I was living, in island in Puerto Rico. So I gathered a team of three amazing guys that you guys know in our church culture, in our church, is Josh and Ricky, and we got together, and we start dreaming about building a conference that can help the local church in Puerto Rico. So we came with Awaken Conference that the purpose is and the mission is to equip churches to have an effective church ministry that help the community where they at. Doesn't matter how big or small, that they can have resources effective and healthy to grow a healthy congregation and to make a difference, like our purpose here at Church on the Rock, in their community. So Awaken Conference is to help the local church.
Pastor Jonathan, just going along with that, you've built an amazing church down there in San Juan, and now I think it's even branching out. You've got campuses. You might tell everybody about that, but talk about why something like Awaken is needed.
Oh, so let's unpack a little bit of that Marasul story. We launched 10 years ago with the vision of reaching out. Not just one church, but becoming part of the church in general, affecting not just our name, but the name of Jesus throughout Puerto Rico. But we started 14 of us in the back part of an abandoned theme park, like a manger. We started in a manger in the back part, no walls, 14 of us with this vision. But we had something, I'm sorry, we had something clear from the beginning, and that was the mission of our church and the culture that we wanted to see. And that because we were trained and because we went out of our island and got some insight and we were mentored and our life were expanded as leaders. So because we had that, God used that. If you're prepared, God can use you more. You don't have to be all the way there, know it all for God to use you. But when you are prepared, he expands you way farther than what you thought or imagined before. So Marasul started there, but it grew to a big campus influencing the capital of San Juan. Then we branched out for two other campuses around the island. And actually, we are the fastest growing church in Puerto Rico right now. None of that, I mean, is the Spirit of God and is His leading. But without preparation, without understanding how to build a church, a healthy church, it would be impossible. So we were looking for a conference, and we said, should we do a conference and try to unpack what we have learned? And we were thinking about it when we saw Awaken. Awaken was there before Marasul. Lee was doing a great job at it, and it was growing by the year. Everything that's healthy grows, and it was growing by the year. When I saw it, I said, why should we reinvent the wheel if Awaken is doing such a great job on providing pastors and leaders and preparing leaders? And I was amazed by the way that the resources were already translated, put out there for us to use. And we said, hey, let's not reinvent the wheel. God is moving there. Let's join God in what He's doing. So we joined Awaken from that moment in trying to equip pastors and leaders so the church can go through this renewal where we are right now. For me, this is a season. Crisis opens the door for renewal. And we join Awaken because we think it's important that we get trained and prepared for the call of God in our lives.
I want to say something, sir, and Pastor, this that it's been effective because we have bring a healthy team behind it. And for this, Awaken has been for 5 years. This is the 6 years of Awaken. And when I look back to this morning, I was thinking, we have impacted more than 500 local churches, more than 2,000 leaders, all with a desire of helping the local church. But when I look back, it's even reflecting more and more because those leaders have impacted people, and it's all coming, if you catch what I said, with the heart of Church on the Rock, with the mission, vision, and purpose that I found 8 years ago in an internship and changed my life in a way that it's my home now. and I wanted to say that we're thankful because the way that it's a healthy church, we have been able to expand it across Puerto Rico and Latin America.
You know, we were all scheduled to come in May.
Yes.
This year. We were so looking forward to it. And my grandkids were looking forward to it. But, you know, it's awesome. You know, God will take something and turn it around. Wow. And through the way you guys are doing this, you're actually going to reach more people, wow, you know, than ever before.
Yes.
And that's exciting because that's what it's all about, reaching people, making a difference. But as I sit here and watch Ellie, Daniel, and Pastor Jonathan, I'm thinking when we got to go down a couple years ago, that I saw your dad on the platform behind you, you know, playing. I saw your mom involved. Tell us about that, Ellie, your mom, your dad. How'd they get involved in this, and why'd they get behind this? And
it's like a family. Like, Pastor, you said my mom and dad was there. If we look, like, Josh's mom and dad is in the door. Ricky's dad is in the registration. It's kind of like a family getting together with hope for the local church in Puerto Rico. I think we see hope, and we will never start believing that the hope for the world is the local church. And in an island that has so many different ways to look around different, we think that the church can impact everybody on the island and make a difference. So everybody gets together, Pastor, and it's like a celebration because we know that we're making a difference. And like, yes, it's a family. My brothers get involved. Ricky's, Jose, Josh's brother, Jose's family. It's like all of our families, like the dream team that puts together, and then amazing friends that believe in the local church. They come together. Marasul Church, Dream Team comes, their leaders comes, and it's like a unity that collaborates and helps expand it. So, yeah, Pastor, it's family all over. Somebody cook, another preach, and some clean, and other help.
You know, isn't that awesome? Household salvation.
Wow.
Working together for the kingdom. And maybe you're watching tonight, and maybe you're struggling with a family member who's away from God. We just want to encourage you, you know, that through your faith, your loved ones can come into the kingdom of God.
Yes, God.
Through your example, you know, your loved ones who don't know the Lord will find the Lord. Amen. I'll step back for a second, but one more thing I just want to say is, you know, when I hear all that, Ellie, you know, your dad and mom took me and Daniel around, and really it kind of goes back farther than your mom, kind of goes back farther than your dad, kind of goes back to that little mountain with that house on top of the hill.
Yes.
Something was happening, like what, every Friday night or?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday night. Yeah. What was happening, Ellie?
My grandmother, born and raised in the Pentecostal denomination, but with a heart of missionary. For 37 years plus, my grandmother did a ministry of missions, of outreach, going to Dominican Republic, Haiti, and providing homes to those that don't have. So she was the grandmother that prayed over this little kid that was not doing so good and running around. But without her even noticing, she was passing down that culture to me of caring for others. And every Wednesday, she held a fasting prayer retreat that to this day they do. And my heart is like, I think that's a healthy church, so how we can keep passing that down, and strong families, ministry of family, like, then don't lose the hope of this little kid that was running around not doing good, But praying, got them together and plugged in some way and fire for God that now help others loose and get that, loose the bat and get the good fire of reaching out others.
That's great. Pastor Jonathan, you're pastoring right now in Puerto Rico. Why don't you give people that are watching this tonight a picture of some of the challenges that pastors in Puerto Rico have to face and some of the things they have to work through that Awaken helps address?
Wow. What a great question. I want to point out that specifically our context, we've been struck by crisis long before this actual pandemic one. It all started when Hurricane Maria ravaged the island a couple of years ago. It was the biggest hit we've ever been through, and statistics show that a pastor that goes through a natural disaster is actually burned out 5 years after the 80% of those who go through a natural disaster may be burned out or not even in ministry, statistics. So we started dealing with that leadership that went through natural disaster, leading in crisis. Then we went through political revolts, which is a long story. Then we went through earthquakes. And finally, this pandemic. So our leadership, leadership has been through handling crises for a long time now. So that leaves you kind of PTS, post-stress, this is kind of affected by it. That leave the leadership in need of care, companionship, guidance, inspiration, hope in the form of you're not alone. You're part of the body of Christ, and there are others that been through stuff too, and we want to teach you how to go through this, how to manage that. So I would say that we are facing one of our most important transitions in leadership. Actually, the island, it's in a transition from a generation to a younger generation. So it's important that we take the time to get trained for this next season of ministry, how the world is changing and how it has shifted. And it's important not to do it alone. It's important to come together to a table and to speak about what we're learning together. It's important to cross-culturally learn from each other and build bridges. It's important to honor the past, but to look forward to the future. There's a story about a conquistador, a guy named Hernan Cortes, getting to a beach in Spain and facing a big, big army. And he just burned the boats because he wanted to tell the troops, hey, we have no option but to move forward. And I see that the church, we don't have to burn the boats in the sense of what has happened to the world. Already the culture has burned the boats. We cannot go back to where we were. Culture just burned the boat for us, the movement, the shift. But God is bringing renewal. And I see hope because church for 21 centuries have adapted, has faced many pandemics before, many challenges. But it's always at the stage when it's darkest, when it comes, it's closer to the morning, right? So God is bringing renewal. And I see renewal through relationship. Through these partnerships, through the blessing of becoming the body of Christ cross-culturally. We were blessed by the crisis in the sense of the bridges that God allow us to build and cross through the crisis. So it's a shifting, a transition, but I'm hopeful. I am hopeful for the future of the church. Bill Hybels, when he speaks about the church being the hope of the world, when he expanded on that thought, he said, the church functioning well is the hope. When functioning well is the hope of the world. So what we're doing is helping the church to function well so we can still be the hope of the world with the message of Jesus.
Now, I got a question to both of you, and that is there a specific instance, a story maybe you could share with the congregation tonight of pastors that have been helped by Awaken in the past and going forward as well?
It comes to my mind, two churches that, first of all, we always try to make a difference with the conference. So we invest in this youth guy that was hungry to learn and learn and learn, but didn't have the resources. So one thing we did as the conference was help him. The first year he came to the conference, he brought like 10 guys from his church. The last year, he brought like 35. And when that happened to me, that was a sign of he was leading the way for growth. So that third year, he brought like 60 people from his local church in a town that is called San Sebastian, that is a little town in Puerto Rico that resources are limited even in the town, in that town. So we decided to invest in him, and their church expanded in a way that they have two services completely full, passing the baton of traditions to expand, to explore, and be healthy in a way, not celebration and using the tradition to help God move, but in a way that they were able to open up and adjust and be flexible to growth and experience healthy growth in their church. Right now, I see another church in Mayagüez that started implementing the classes that we do here in our church, Growth Track. And when they say to me that their volunteer base has expanded over double for the 10 years they were expanding in volunteer, now has double the size in 1 year, to me is the resources we're giving is just to help build a local church. So those are just stories that my focus, but also I see the help we have bring on, like providing microphones for those churches that don't have microphones, providing a sound system for those that don't have it, providing a curriculum for kids that they might don't have, providing different type of ideas of, like, for example, bringing down the importance of using the technology wise in the church, like offerings online, why is it important to have a giving platform, and stuff like that has changed the way we do church in an island that has the resources but was scared to implement it to the church. So I think that might be some stories that comes to my mind.
Can I add a small story, try to be short on it, but it actually, it's not that related to resources in the sense of microphones or stuff, but that you guys have done. But let me honor you for a second here and bring this story up. We were facing a crisis after the hurricane, a political crisis, a revolt. It was hard to explain. It's much like what's happening right now in the sense of the conversations of racism and division and stuff. We were divided as an island. And I remember I was, as a leader, with my team going through that. It was a tough time. I remember receiving a call from Eli, which is, for me, it's Eli and Awaken there together. And he's asking us how we are and what are we going through. And I told him, and he said, okay. And he called me back and said, I talked to my pastor and we're going there. This is Awaken, but in a mission sent. He and the guys from here jump in a plane and did this crazy trip because it was in so short amount of time. They jumped in that plane, got there, met with us. All our core leadership was there, and they actually refreshed us. They share what they've learned, but they brought refreshment from God, direction, a clear voice. It helped us. It helped us. And all the team was blessed by that night. It was a night. It was like a training, like a team training, coming like soldiers sent in a mission. They came, boom, unpack, gave us a life. They went back into the plane without even sleeping, coming back here to serve. And that shifted the atmosphere. That helped us in that time. And that developed something in us, strength, that helped us to lead through strong in crisis. So then numbers, you can imagine numbers, but that held us together. And I want to honor you guys and honor Eli for that.
Well, guys, thank you so much tonight, Pastor,
thank you, Pastor
Eli, Daniel. This has been life-changing. And I just want to say to you, thank you so much. You're seeing how your life is making a difference. Sometimes the enemy will come in and say, you're not making a difference. Remember, he's the father of lies. All he can say is lies. So the opposite of that, you are making a difference. You know, before we conclude the service on this Wednesday night, I've got to give you an opportunity to know God. And so right now, wherever you're at, you say, Pastor, I heard tonight about dreams. I heard about families. I heard about compassion. I heard about empathy. I heard about, you know, reaching out, being sensitive. We care, you know, so we're aware. We heard several things tonight. I know the Holy Spirit has quickened your heart with something. And if you're watching and you say, Pastor, I'm ready. You don't have to push me. You don't have to prod me. I'm ready for God. I want God in my life. I need God in my life. I want to lead you to Him right now. Or if you're a believer and you say, Pastor, wow, during this time, especially tonight, I'm reexamining my life. I realize it's not about me. It's about God, His kingdom. It's about reaching people, helping people, making a difference. Pastor, I need to get right. I need to get back on track, back on point. I need to rededicate my life. If that's you, I want you to punch the button on your laptop, your computer, your smartphone. Pastor, do I have to? No. But faith is an act we get to. And we follow up and go to the next step. And so right now, I just want you where you're at. Put your hand on your heart. I want you to say this after me. Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, all of heaven is rejoicing with you right now. Now, our host is going to come. They're going to tell you the next step, okay? But I just want to encourage you. You know, when you're praying, would you include Puerto Rico? When you're praying, would you include Awaken? It's still going on right now. Lives are being changed. When you touch a leader, you touch a whole lot of people. And so would you pray for Awaken? Would you pray for Puerto Rico? Would you pray for the Latin world? Because that's part of our heart here at Church on the Rock. Thank you so much for doing that. I hope to see you this weekend. Three venues, three options. Drive-in church across the street or online. And I understand if you're not ready to come back yet, that's cool. We're going to love you and feed you, walk with you right where you're at through this. And then also, our sanctuary is open. We're here for you. Until next time, don't forget, we all love you and God is for you.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.